Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Kristen Agopian Show. Coming to you from Studio B and hitting our syndicated stations coast to coast via the BizTalk Radio Network. Greetings to you all. I'm Chris Agopian, author of Brilliant Frugal Living, syndicated lifestyle columnist, highly caffeinated host of your show, dedicated to slashing your spending, growing your savings, and demolishing your debt. Let's say that part again. Slashing your spending. You thought you were spending a lot. We're going to slash that. Growing your savings that you thought you just couldn't grow anymore. You're doing your best. Can't grow it anymore. Watch. We're about to. And demolishing your debt once and for all. You put a mental, you know, image in your head. How much debt you've got. Imagine it like a pile of money on the floor. Imagine you don't have that debt anymore. In fact, don't imagine it like a pile of money on the floor. That's money you don't have. That's a hole in the floor. Imagine filling in that hole. You got no debt anymore. No debt. How you doing? I'm fine. My name's Chris. I got no debt. You? Imagine being able to say those words coming out of your mouth. It's possible. I hear from people all the time. It's a fantastic feeling. I cannot emphasize this enough. You can do it as well. And if your finances are still paying for past sins, you've got some debt that you incurred in the last few years, couldn't be helped. You didn't go out to Vegas. You didn't go out buying some glitzy brand new car. You were just trying to put food on the table. You were trying to get the light bill paid. You were trying to keep your kids in some decent clothes as they grew like little weeds. Trust me, I hear from everybody. This wasn't frivolous spending that put you into debt. It was just spending you had to do. That's all fine. The economy's on the upswing, and it's time to get you out of that debt. You're in the right place, gang, and you are not alone. Not by a long shot. Thanks for hanging out. And a huge welcome to all of our newest affiliates, Holy Mackerel, the nitroglycerin-charged crew at BizTalk Radio Network is ceaselessly working all of the angles, bless their hearts, to gain some stations for us. And we have now topped just over 80 stations. I am beyond grateful. I am beyond dazzled. I am beyond full of myself at this point, at the numbers that we've had. If you would have told me when we first started this show that we were going to be topping out, coming close to 100 stations, hopefully by the end of the year, blown me away. Blown me away. And it's all thanks to fantastic listeners like you. And from our flagship station here in lovely historic town of Philadelphia to our syndicated stations coast to coast. With big shout-outs to our listeners, including, but not limited to, who do we have here? Max Z, listening in from Atlantic City's WPG. Wonderful little town. I'm heading there in the not-too-distant future. Thanks, Max. Becca, listening in from WGCH in the lovely little town of New York, New York, who keeps sending me before and after DIY, do-it-yourself photos from her little loft. Fantastic, Becca. Absolutely amazing projects. Keep those fantastic pictures coming. Linda, listening in from KBNP 1340 Portland, mentioned her last week because she was such a huge help in getting our crew at BizTalk to update our online podcasts. Fantastic. I'm still getting thank you notes for that. So we had far more podcast listeners than I ever anticipated. A million thanks to you all. Let's see, who else here? Michael Baxter, tuning in from Atlanta's WCFO 1160 Super Talk. I love WCFO. We get so many notes from WCFO's fans. It's great stuff. Great little town. And as always, Mitchell M. and Kathy Tarver, super fans listening in from our Super Talk Mississippi Network. And to all of our amazing listeners, coast to coast, we are saving America's wallets 1 hour at a time. That was a longer intro than I anticipated it, but I feel this deep need, this deep grateful need to send out these shout outs to all the people who made the show, you know, where it is today. Hanging out here, raising my cup to all of you, my cup of coffee. Right now we're looking at, what is this, hazelnut? We're doing the hazelnut coffee today. It just does a body good. Tony says hello as we tackle today's trendy topics. And if you're not drinking coffee at the moment, you know that's okay. I'll do enough for both of us because that's just the type of team player I am. Oh, I have got to do a shout out. We have been getting emails. Where's this email? I know I've got it here somewhere. Here it is. I had this project over the weekend. a very good friend of mine. Our kids are the same age at school. She came over to me with this old ancient fireplace set that she got from a fixer-upper she was working on. She invests in these properties. She is tireless. She's just, she's amazing. She does all these homes. And because I've got this old Victorian at home that I adore, that I'm constantly trying to update and do some cute little projects with, she brings me this ancient fireplace set. By ancient, it's about the same age as my house. It's maybe 1880s, 1890s, kind of ornate, very heavy iron. I never felt such wimpy upper arms until I tried to pick this thing up. But it's gorgeous. The ornate, the steel working, the metal working, it was a piece of art that used to go into this fireplace. And it was covered in rust, completely, totally covered in rust, which is understandable. It's metal. It's been through the elements over a century of it. There it is. Long story short, the same time I get this huge, amazing piece of firewood, I have no idea what I'm supposed to do with it. Are we going to sandblast it? Victor was talking about getting a good sandblaster or something it looked like a wire whisk thing that's, powered up. You plug it in and you can blast it off that way. It sounded really loud and it sounded like it might kind of abrade sort of all the beautiful details on it. I wanted something a little, easier. We get this email from Carol. Bless you, Carol, who sent me a note regarding, rust on metal, rust on tools, whatever. She is listening in from Eastern Michigan, one of our stations in the Eastern Michigan area. Thank you so much, Carol. You're a lifesaver. Here's what she said. You're not going to believe this. Solution to removing rust off of tools and other metal things, I would assume. Use apple cider vinegar. Best if you heat it up a little. You soak the tools, such as drills, the hand tools, the garden tools, and the rust will be gone. Well, I'm thinking vinegar. I have vinegar in my cupboards. I use vinegar, believe it or not, on a weekly basis, just to keep my vocal cords in kind of decent shape. If you feel yourself getting laryngitis or some sort of any kind of a, swollen throat, maybe the glands are a little whipped, that sort of thing, I've done a tablespoon in water. You just stir it up, you drink it down, you hold your nose if you need to, and you do that. So imagine my, delight / horror at realizing it also removes, baked on rust off of things. So I tried this out. Carol, you were spot on. This stuff's coming right off. And here's the best part. It's this big fireplace set, like I said, right, Carol? So I put it into this container and I put a combination of super, warm water that I just boiled up. And you put some, it doesn't even have to be all vinegar. You can do water and some vinegar. You can kind of loosen it up. It's a little less expensive. Your best bet is heating up flat out 100% apple cider vinegar or whatever you've got. That's going to take the rust off. You let it sit in there. And then, take a look at it, see if it requires an hour, see if it requires a day or two in this stuff. It doesn't hurt the metal in any way, shape, or form. It only removes the rust. It's fantastic, Carol. You're a genius. Thank you so much for sending this to me. Here's the rest of the process, though. Listen carefully, guys. You put it in here with the apple cider vinegar. Now, she's talking about tools. So imagine some old rusted up tools. Okay, you put them in there. Say, leave them in there for a couple hours. Take them out. See if they need more soaking. Leave them in there overnight, some people are telling me. Then you rinse the item in water. When it's when it's come back the way you wanted it to, when the rust is gone, you rinse the item in water, and then you add some baking soda to the water. So you're kind of neutralizing whatever acids were taking off that rust. Okay? She's telling me her husband had a chain fall. A chain fall? What's that, part of a saw? Forgive me, Carol. You don't want me near any kind of a chainsaw. I don't know the terminology on it. She says here her husband had a chain fall that was rusted. It was rusted really bad. He soaked it for a few days in a bucket. Oh, he soaked his for a few days in a bucket. I just did my stuff for like overnight. And it looks and works like new. And I can guess that those tools aren't really cheap. So to be able to restore it that way with just some vinegar, nothing that's going to tear apart your hands, nothing that's going to tear apart, nothing dangerous to work with, vinegar. I love that. That's such a great DIY. So she's saying that he buys tools at garage sales, cleans them up, and reuses them. It's so much less expensive than buying new. Carol, thank you so much for your fantastic note. I just love that stuff. That's the kind of DIY stuff I'm talking about. Brilliant. So last week we were talking about saving money by fixing things yourself. And I have received so many emails. It is absolutely divine. Now, you get the gist of this, and all of us already know that maybe as humanity, we've grown in so many ways, but the big thing about this newly disposable society, you've got something, you wear it once, you don't wear it again, maybe you can give it away, you can buy something new from, next to nothing. Shoes, the same thing. Shoes used to be a big thing you'd have to buy. Oh my gosh, the kids' feet are growing, you gotta buy new shoes. And now you can get shoes for a fraction of what you used to. You get them, you use them. If you lose them somewhere, you don't care. But, you know, we're talking about, think about cars, tools like Carol sent me. Think about meals. The fact that we used to all know maybe how to cook a little bit more in generations past than we do now because it's so, air quotes, inexpensive to go out to eat. It's really not. It's more inexpensive to learn how to cook a few fabulous dishes and reuse that repertoire, you know, week after week. The money you're going to save is going to be amazing. Knowing how to maybe repair a car a little more than you currently do. Knowing how to repair things in your house a little more than we currently do. These are the things that are going to save you huge bucks. And more than that, the ripple effect of you showing the people in your household that you know how to fix these things. It's not about going out and buying something new every time something breaks. There's a great ripple effect. You're going to be teaching the next generation how to do it, first of all. You're showing a spouse or someone important to you that you know how to do it. Ups your standing in their eyes. I'm here to tell you that firsthand. And it's just a little more American in my mind. Boy, there's some crazy, I want to swear about 50 different ways here, but I won't. I almost did that last week, and I got a little bit in trouble for last week's almost language that I had on the air here in Philadelphia. My apologies again. But I was getting a little frustrated at the current events out there, and it kind of all boils down to personal responsibility. If you want something in your life, you want a bigger bank account, it's no one else's job but yours. It's not your boss's fault. It's not your spouse's fault. If you've got some things you got to talk about regarding spending, so be it. It's not the kid's fault. If things aren't the way you want them in your life, look in the mirror. You want to blame somebody. And if you've had some rough stuff going on, my heart and my prayers go out to you. We've all had it. The good news is you want to turn around anything in your life, your relationships, your finances, your home, your location, your kids, everything else, it's all in your power. That's the great news. Every speck of this is in your power, and it's start knowing how to do a few more things yourself than maybe we know right now, myself included. So that's what this show's about. Guys, hang out for a minute. The time's flying already. We're going to take a quick break, pay a couple of bills. When we get back after the break, more stuff you didn't even know you could fix right after this. Cheap is small, but not too steep. Hey, guys. Kristen Agopian here for MonogramAtHome.com. The economy's on the rise. You may be thinking about finally breaking away from a job you felt stuck in for years. Or you're raising a family and looking for an ideal work-from-home opportunity. Or a college student or retiree who wants to supplement your income. Monogram at Home is an exciting nationwide company now accepting new ambassadors for its luxurious, affordable line of personalized gift products. They make it easy to get started with online training, your own website, and support from other highly successful ambassadors. Perfect gifts for every event. Home decor, essentials for the kitchen and bar, jewelry, so much more. All of which can be beautifully monogrammed to keep or give as gifts for birthdays, weddings, graduations, holidays, anniversaries. Items in constant demand. And MonogramAtHome.com wants you as one of their ambassadors. Log on to MonogramAtHome.com.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show. And first of all, I meant to mention this in the last segment because people have been asking what's going on with the back patio here at Casa Hagopian. The back patio that I've been planning for years and never got it done. I was messing around with the idea of using these Pennsylvania flagstones, these long, flat, gray stones that are very indigenous here to the Pennsylvania area. I'll toss that around for a good long while. We talked about Craigslist. We talked about everything else. Here's what we're doing. Final answer, because I already started ordering stuff. Here's what we're doing, and I got the inspiration for this from, there's an Amish home near my home. It's a few minutes away driving by. They took this dilapidated home, located maybe about a mile from me, and it's in a beautiful little neighborhood. It's kind of rural, kind of rustic, very nice little neighborhood. Took this dilapidated home that was covered by weeds and bushes and crap and overgrown trees, an entire back area that was just so overgrown, it was like a jungle. They go in there. And with practically no electronic tools, it's all mainly handheld stuff, whatever, they have transformed this home into something beautiful and gorgeous and just so charming and wonderful. Blah, blah, blah. You get the point. They know what they're doing over there. They take this back area and they use these, I think they use 6x6s. I think we're going to be using 4x4s, but they edge out the entire area that they want to make into a patio with these simple 6x6s, makes a nice little border, and they just filled it in with wood chips, and they added this beautiful, rustic, wooden, no doubt, handcrafted furniture. It was probably like a 5-year-old Amish kid that made this furniture. They're so stinking talented, I'm going to throw up. But they transformed this home in a matter of months. I am not exaggerating. They took this home that looked like, to most eyes, should have just been bulldozed and kind of, you know, just use a truck, get that whole thing cleared out, build something new on the site? No. They took this dilapidated shack of a home, transformed it into something sturdy and strong and beautiful. They painted it. They landscaped with all of these beautiful, gorgeous, colorful flowers. They put in this garden that could probably feed 500 for a year, okay? And they put in this patio. And where I've been overthinking this, oh, we have to do that and level off this, blah, blah. No, I'm telling you what, guys, I think this is going to work pretty good. They are going to be using 6x6s. You know what I mean by 6x6? Some of you may not. It's a piece of wood, looks like a huge, long, imagine a log, okay, that's been hewn into 6 inches long, 6 inches high, 6 inches, you know, whatever, and a huge, long log that's simply 6 inches by 6 inches, okay? So it's a big, long, sturdy log. We're going to be doing that. Now, we're thinking it was going to be maybe 15 by 20. We're going to go with now more like a 15 by 25. Now, here's the next thing. We contacted our local home improvement center. We're going to have these delivered. Now, I have to watch while Victor is going to somehow cut through a couple of these to make it the exact dimension. So pray for me and pray for my family that nobody, you know, loses a finger. He's very, very, very responsible with these tools. But as a wife, watching your husband cut through a 4x4, we're doing 4x4s. The Amish farm did 6x6s. Could be a little much for the area we're looking for. We're just going to be doing a 15 by 22 foot patio. So we're using these 4x4s. We want it to be a little more flush with the wood chips that we put in there. We don't want a big, huge lip over the top of it. So you can tell by the excitement in my voice, I'm pretty stinking excited about this. And I will send pictures. I will upload pictures when I have them. We're getting the 4x4s delivered next week. and the wood chips delivered after that. And then, with my stellar timing, by the end of August, early September, I should have a lovely summertime back patio as we usher in another fall. But you know what? Better late than never. So there we have it. You've been asking. There's my answer. Patting myself on the back for finally getting it done. Because this little Amish farm, it's not even a farm. It's like a little farmette. It's maybe about 5 acres back there. They got done in, 6 months, transformed this incredible property. It would take me years to do what they're doing. And it feels like they did in a day, put in this lovely little patio. With any luck, I can put in maybe a month or so what the Amish did in a day with no tools and no anything. But, you know, you get the bitterness in my voice. I got to clean up my act. Getting back to more home repairs you can do for yourself. I cannot believe the names I'm looking at here, how many people sent us stuff. Here is various things that people are sending me, and here's the gist of all of the notes. Everybody, get yourself onto YouTube. Get yourself onto YouTube for more than the latest entertainment news, for more than whatever, because I'm being told time and again, and I knew this to begin with, but I love the reinforcement of it. YouTube is one of the best self-help, self-home improvement video outlets you could ever find in your life. When you're looking to do anything, if you're repairing something, if you're renovating something, get onto YouTube. You will find within minutes these fantastic home repair experts that are nailing exactly what you're trying to do. Go for the ones that have the highest number of views. I'm not trying to sound like a snob here, but if they've got the highest number of views, it means people looked at it, they liked it, they shared it with others. The other people liked it, they shared it with others, and they told two friends and so on. So those people know what they're talking about. Here's what people have sent me. James, listening in from Oklahoma City. Thanks, James. Oh, I remember this one. Okay, for many, many reasons. He's telling me with regards to water and plumbing, he has like these nonstop plumbing issues. You know what? He's got a household with four boys. James, you know, I appreciate the detail, but I get it. You've got some toilet issues. The toilets need some constant work. I'm right there with you. He went onto YouTube after he had been calling plumbers for this, that, and the other. You call a plumber. They come in. They do their work. You give them some privacy. You give them some, you know, space to work. They walk out. They bill you. He finally went onto YouTube, James did, in Oklahoma City, on unclogging a toilet. Got all the stuff you needed. He's never had to call a plumber again, saving him hundreds. Repairing a running toilet, one he didn't even have to shut off the water for. Very cool stuff. Repairing a leaky faucet. Very cool. Winterizing the plumbing, which is always good to know. And the latest, and I'm chuckling because I remember this from before. Latest story sent to me from James, Oklahoma City. His kids' friends, he was at work. His kids had some friends over. They, too, or into YouTube, but not quite for the reasons that I was talking about before. And his kids' friends wanted to do a YouTube video where they toss these cherry bombs into a toilet. I mean, who does this? But it's out there. It's being done everywhere. You know, I'm in my 40s. We had things we all wanted to do. We were dumb when we were kids, too. The blessing is, of course, YouTube didn't exist when I was a kid. So, you know, the stupid crap I did isn't on video. Well, James's kids' friends, there's about five of them in the bathroom. It's on YouTube if you want to take a look at it. Throws a cherry bomb, and instead of the cherry bomb blowing up, oh, isn't that hysterical? Let's clean up the water. No, it blew a hole into the toilet, blew a hole out of the toilet. The toilet bowl, huge hole in it, water's flowing out. All right, it's all on YouTube. It's hysterical. So he had to figure out a way to fix it. Luckily, his kids knew how to turn off the water to the house. That was a blessing right there. I'm pretty impressed with that. Not a lot of kids know how to do that. So when he got home, the repercussions to your sons for doing this to your bathroom while you're gone, that's between father and sons. I'm a parent myself. May the force be with you. But long story short, thanks to YouTube, he schooled himself on how to replace this, and he was able to put in a brand new toilet all by himself, which is great stuff. And his joke at the end was it saved him tremendous money that he could then put towards putting his kids in reform school. No, he didn't do that. He did not put his kids in reform school, although I'm sure there was a moment or two in passing in which that thought may have fleetingly crossed your mind. We've all been there. But long story short, you saved yourself a ton of money. No doubt you had your sons helping you do this. All right. They learned how to do this as well. God forbid cherry bombs come into their head again. But you get the point. Knowledge is power. Knowledge is power, and YouTube is there to help you save huge amounts of money. Not only that, but there are people right and left who sent me all the various videos that they went to when they wanted to repair something, and they said that it has saved them so much money, it's unbelievable. So hang out for a couple of minutes. How are we almost past the second This is insane. Coming up after the break, Dad and Daughter talk real estate. Dad's got some fantastic advice if you're looking to get into that real estate market, because the news is always changing, the numbers are always changing, and no matter if you're buying or selling, it's all in your favor. It's all coming up after the break. You all stay tuned.
Cheap is small and not too steep. The best of-
With free next day delivery from Staples, you can run your business like a pro. You can guarantee the marketing department that they'll get their supplies tomorrow, and guarantee the accounting department that they'll be delivered free. With free next day delivery, you'll have the ability to move deadlines up and adjust budgets down. Go to staples.com and get the office essentials you need delivered next day for free. Staples. It's pro time. Orders over $49.99. Place by 5 p.m. Excludes weekends and holidays. Eligible items only.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow.
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma?
It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours.
Congress. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
Biz Talk Radio.
We are back with the Kristen Agopian Show, and it is half past the hour. It's time for my, if I may say so, one of my favorite segments, Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate with ever-increasingly famous, fabulous, knows everything you need to know about real estate realtor, John Harriott, a.k.a. Dad. Welcome back, sir.
How did I go from being the guy who didn't know nothing when you were 18 to the guy who knows everything now that you're 49?
Nonsense. No, you
I guess 31
everything.
Years does that, doesn't it?
It does. No, I've always had
31 years does that. You know,
great faith in your knowledge.
kind of brings back a story. You know, when I was 18 years old, I trotted off to college. My parents were both very, very smart people.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know them before they passed on. Mom was a teacher. Dad was a bridge contractor. Very, very smart, very intelligent people. But, you know, I was amazed at how much smarter they got when I came home from my freshman year in college. Well, yeah, what they said made a lot more sense.
Exactly. Go figure. Mm-hmm. So many yeah. reasons college is a good idea.
How in the world could that be that they could learn that much in a year?
Very broadening. Mm-hmm. It's true.
Yes, it is.
Crack me up.
Okay, folks, today I want to talk a little bit about how you select an agent to help you make either that sale and buy your move-up house.
Nice.
Or to help you buy that first house. We're going to concentrate, for the most part, on the people who are in that move-up-buy situation.
Okay.
There's a couple of different things that are really, really important when you're picking an agent to help you sell your house.
Yes, and the first thing is realizing that you need to pick an agent. There you go. See that? That's people taking your advice. Your phone's going off right now. You know that's a cool phone, so it's not mine.
It
that
is a cool
ringer.
Phone, and this is a prospective customer.
There
just
you go.
To let you know that we are working realtors here. We are working realtors here.
That's
but how do you go about picking that agent to help you sell your house? And this would also probably be the agent to help you buy your new house. But there are two things that I think are really, really critical when it's time to pick that agent to make your sale. And once again, if you have any questions about this, I'd be glad to talk through in more detail. If you call that Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate hotline at 484-574-4088. And I'd be glad to do some research for you and help pre-screen these realtors. But the first thing that really is important, there are two things that are really important when you're getting set to pick a realtor to sell your house. One is, how is that realtor going to arrive at a listing price
yeah.
that he or she recommends that you feel comfortable with? How are they going to do that?
It's an ever-moving target these days.
Yep, it is. Yes, it is. And because the real estate market changes every day. What might have been an appropriate price last week could be very, very inappropriate, too high or too low this week. So how are you going to set the price on our house so that we get the house sold quickly and for the best price? And then secondly, how are you going to market the house for me
right.
to make sure we get out to the widest possible network of buyers so that we get the highest possible price?
Yep.
Stands to reason, the more buyers to whom your house is exposed, the more chances you're going to find the one who's willing to pay the highest price, and the better chance you're going to make the highest price.
Absolutely.
Okay? So I would advise that you interview at least two, preferably three or four. It is kind of a sad fact that about 70% of the people who do a real estate deal every year only talk to one realtor, and that's because of the time pressures
yes,
they feel. And like
exactly.
I say, I'm offering to relieve some of that time pressure from you folks. I'm only licensed to practice real estate in Pennsylvania and Delaware, but I can give advice around the country,
mm-hmm.
and I would be glad to screen some realtors for you and point you in what I think is the right direction. Doesn't mean you have to use him or her, but it does mean that they will have gotten some pre-screening from me, and you have a better chance of finding somebody that I think will do a very good job for
you. And how many houses have you sold?
Closing in on 170.
Nice.
Okay.
Very cool.
Closing in on 170. But anyway, how to find that realtor. So the first thing that I would ask the realtor after he or she makes a tour of your house.
Yep.
And by the way, that is the first thing that the realtor should suggest. I had clients recently, they didn't select this realtor because when she came out to interview them, they said, well, would you like to make a tour of the house? And she said, well, no, not until you sign the contract.
man. Mm-hmm. I can only guess. Now, I am guessing here. I guess that that realtor was maybe kind of new at the craft or maybe not that successful, even if she'd been in the business for a while.
Actually, she was quite experienced.
Really?
She was quite experienced. So.
Oh, man.
But here's what I did. Take the realtor on a tour of your house and then say, okay, I'm really interested in two things. One is how we're going to arrive at the listing price for my house.
Okay.
And then how you were going to market my house to get it sold. So first of all, take me through how you would develop the initial listing price for my house. And if your answer is something like, hey, don't worry, I know what your house is going to sell for, I'll take care of that, and I'm going to walk around. Your house, I've seen dozens of these. It's going to sell for $350,000.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what it is? People are intimidated when they've got an expert like that. Maybe it's a doctor. Maybe it's a lawyer. And they start throwing around, you know, the latest facts and figures and stuff, and they talk very knowledgeably. Again, very busy people are going to sometimes inadvertently cave and just say, okay, whatever you say, we're just going to do it. Put the sign on the lawn. We got to sell this thing. But it's just like you say, you got to kind of interview them and see what they have to offer.
A lot of people will take that position, Chrissy. Hey, he or she's the expert. I'm going to do
right.
what they say.
Right.
But you see, if the house goes on the market at the price and it doesn't sell right away,
mm-hmm.
then whose fault is it that the price is too high?
Yeah, exactly.
That's the realtor's
right.
fault.
Yep.
Or let's just say that you put the house on the market and it sells in a half a day.
Right.
Then the seller's going to look and say, you priced this house too low. I could have gotten several thousand dollars
yeah.
more.
What is the sweet spot? What's the average where you know you priced it right?
Well, it's a process, and it's part art and it's part science. And here's what I do when I'm going out to price a house. I will look at a 10-year sales history of average prices for a mile or 2 miles around that particular house.
Okay.
And if your realtor doesn't know how to do that, that would also be an excuse to usher him or her out the door, because
right.
that's a very important piece of the puzzle, because you're going to see that prices peaked 2006, 2007, 2008, took a nosedive through about 2011 and 12. And then have recovered. And in most parts of the country, we've recovered up to the peak that we had in 2006 or 2007. So I look at that, and this kind of sets the expectations, because some people say, wow, things are really booming, and I should be able to sell my house now for more than it ever sold for in the past.
Right.
Maybe yes, maybe no.
Right.
So that history will tell you a lot about what you can probably sell your house for. Then the next thing I do is I take a look at houses that are sold for a 1 mile radius, maybe 2 mile radius
okay.
around this house in the last 6 months. Sometimes I'll go back to the last year if there have been a lot of sales in the last
right.
6 months. Typically, I'll get a list of 20, 30, 40 houses that are sold in a 1 or 2 mile radius. Then I'll screen every one of those 20, 30, or 40 houses to find the ones that are most similar to what the seller's house is.
Brilliant.
Well, it's a little bit of my engineering education, too.
That, yes.
We engineers tend to deal with data. And that's the data that we can use to make a marketplace decision. So I will pick out then the three or four houses that are most similar. You know, for example, if the seller's house is 4 bedrooms, 2 full baths, 2 half baths, 2-car garage, finished basements, 1.5-acre lot, I will look for other houses that are same description and see how many I can find. And typically I'll be able to find at least two, preferably 3, 4, or 5, that will fit very closely to the description of that person's house.
There you go.
And then I'll sit down with both sellers and say, okay, look, here is the data on your house. You know what your house has because you've lived here for X number of years.
Right.
Here is house number one that I have picked out of this 30 or 40 house list that sold that I think is quite similar to yours. Now, take a look at the pictures. Take a look at the description. And this will all come out of the multiple listing service, by the way.
Yep.
Take a look at the pictures, take a look at the description, and then let's talk about it. Do you think this house would sell for more than yours, about the same, or less? And, well, let's just compare features. Say, well, my house has a finished basement. That house doesn't have a finished basement. My house has a 1-car garage. That house has a 2-car garage.
Right, right.
That house has a updated kitchen as of 10 years ago. My kitchen was updated just 3 years ago. My roof is 5 years old. The other house is a 15-year-old roof. And you talk through all of those things and then say, okay, when we look at all of this on balance, do we think that house should sell for more than our house? About the same as our house or less than our house.
I like the
math. And surprisingly, people are very cooperative with that.
Absolutely.
They are very cooperative with that. Then we do that for each one of those 3, 4, or 5 houses, and we'll come up with a consensus that says, okay, we've got these houses, and maybe the price of them, $405, $400, $395, $398, and $415.
That targets it nicely.
Yeah. And okay, there's our probable range, $390 to $415. Now, where do you think your house would fit there? And we'll come up with the number. And then I would say, you know, we are in a seller's market, which means there are more buyers than sellers, which means prices are trending up. I always recommend that we price a little bit ahead of the market. So I would suggest, if we believe that the probable selling year price of your house is $420,000, we price it at $430,000, maybe even $440,000, if you're not in the mood to, if you're in the mood to test the market and get the absolute maximum that you can.
Cha-ching.
And that's where we'll put it on the market. And then the next question comes up is, well, how do we tell if the price is too high? Well, in the Pennsylvania area, I've done this research in dozens and dozens of townships, and I suspect it's true in other parts of the country, but I've never done it to verify the data. But here's what I found in several townships in southeastern Pennsylvania, that if you have the house on the market for 35 days at the same price with no offer, there's a 70% chance that you're not going to get an offer at that price.
Okay, that makes sense.
I always leave it up to the sellers if they want to make the price reduction or not. If you leave it on the market for 65 days with no offer, goes up to a 90% chance that you're not going to get an offer at that price in that particular market.
Knowledge
is power. That's how I would go about picking the agent, how you'd go about selecting the agent based upon how they would develop the price for your house, because your agent's going to have to defend the price of your house against other agents who think they know as much as your agent does. And the better the arguments you got, the more likely you are to get your price. And I will talk more in our next session about how to pick an agent based upon what kind of marketing they're going to do for you. And, kiddo, back to you, because we're about out of time.
Exactly right. The time just flies. Before we hang out for just a second, we're going to take a quick break, pay a couple of bills. More after this.
Cheap is small, and not too steep, but best of all.
Hey, guys. Kristen Agopian here for MonogramAtHome.com. The economy's on the rise. You may be thinking about finally breaking away from a job you felt stuck in for years. Or you're raising a family and looking for an ideal work-from-home opportunity. Or a college student or retiree who wants to supplement your income. Monogram at Home is an exciting nationwide company now accepting new ambassadors for its luxurious, affordable line of personalized gift products. They make it easy to get started with online training, your own website, and support from other highly successful ambassadors. Perfect gifts for every event. Home decor, essentials for the kitchen and bar, jewelry, so much more. All of which can be beautifully monogrammed to keep or give as gifts for birthdays, weddings, graduations, holidays, anniversaries. Items in constant demand. And MonogramAtHome.com wants you as one of their ambassadors. Log on to MonogramAtHome.com.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
We are back with the Kristen Agopian Show, talking about various ways you can harness YouTube to save yourself hundreds, if not thousands, of bucks. Now, before the break, we had Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate, which is always fantastic. Before that, we were talking about various home repairs we can make, including, you know, if your kids and their friends happen to throw any, oh, I don't know how it happened, but maybe a cherry bomb into your toilet. It blows the whole thing apart. Epic Hollywood style. You got to replace that. That's the kind of success story I'm talking about. Also, I got to tie this in there. I didn't expect to do this. Can you feel me? Can you hear me rubbing my eyeballs right now? Here's what we had. Over the past weekend, we're at home, and I'm putting a pizza in the oven for the kids. Victor's in the kitchen. I am not. And I hear Victor in a tone. The only time I heard him use that tone was when there was some imminent emergency. Oh, I don't know, like his wife going into, you know, premature labor, like I did this kind of. That's the kind of voice I'm talking about, this high-pitched, who-are-you voice, right? Crass calls me into the kitchen. He's in the kitchen, and he's firing the fire extinguisher. It's this huge thing going on in the oven. It's the burners. It's an electrical oven. And there's the burner at the bottom of it. Everybody knows what I'm talking about, right? There's a burner at the top where you broil things. I rarely use that one. And then there's the burner at the bottom. All right. Apparently, here's what happened to that. He's looking in the oven and it's glowing through the screen. It's glowing like a welder's torch. Do any of you know what I'm talking about? He's the regular, just nothing crazy in the oven, nothing nutty, nothing covered with oil, nothing else, just a stupid little frozen pizza like I've done 700 times before in that oven. And it's glowing like a welder's torch. He turns off the oven. That doesn't do anything. It's turned off. The oven's turned off. He turned off the off button. It's doing nothing. It's glowing even bigger. So whatever it is, turning off the oven doesn't fix it. So he's screaming for me. And this is not a man that loses his cool very often. But this is his voice. The voice that came out of him. So I come, I just levitated out of the chair. I'm like, zing, little, you know, roadrunner, little puff of smoke where my butt used to be. And I'm in the kitchen already. So I race down to the basement. And he goes, shut off the power to the oven. Of course, in my state of mind, you know, we have 75 freaking flips, you know, that you can do in your little power thing down in the basement, the fuse box. I'm not about to look for the one for the oven. There's, you know, how many different ones to pick from? So I hit the main switch, poof, and the entire house is like, you know, done. So I go upstairs and we take a look at this thing. We turn on all the other power except for the oven. And it had burned through like some kind of a short. It had just burned through. It was the weirdest thing. We do not abuse our oven at all. It's not crazy high temperatures, whatever. For whatever reason, out of nowhere, this thing shorted out and it melted through to where when it finally, the wires touched something it wasn't supposed to touch. I know I'm talking like a girl. Everybody shut up. I'm just trying to explain this. But it started glowing like a Hiroshima bomb. I mean, it was just glowing, crazy glowing. So apparently, That's what happens when it shorts out. I don't know how many years it's supposed to have before it does that. But we YouTube it. And sure enough, we're seeing all of these things going on as well. Just YouTube, go on to YouTube, oven burner glowing like crazy. And you'll see what I was talking about, what happened in our oven. And kudos to those out there when they have this crap happen to their oven who actually have the presence of mind to say, hey, you know what? While this thing's glowing enough to scorch my retinas, I think I'll videotape it. Sure, honey, let me get a good angle. Kudos to those who have that presence of mind. That was not me. So we need to fix that. Well, apparently, you don't need to call out an oven guy. We YouTube it. And apparently all we need is just a new burner, which we ordered. It will be here shortly, and we will fix it for savings of about $250, which is awfully nice. That's the kind of thing I'm talking about. Long story short, if you ever find a large glowy light as though aliens are about to land inside your oven, shut off the power to the entire house, the glowy will go away, and then get yourself a new burner and put that in there. So not only do we have huge 4x4 beams coming for our back patio, we also have a new oven burner coming to be put in there later. So happy, happy, joy, joy. Now, other people have sent me things telling me exactly how YouTube has helped them save big bucks in no particular order. Cynthia, listening in from WCFO in Atlanta, she replaced her entire garbage disposal. This dazzles me. Replaced their garbage disposal by watching YouTube videos, said that it was 90% less difficult than she thought it would be. She was totally overwhelmed. She got in there. She did it. Love it. Fantastic stuff. Her nephew watched YouTube videos to install a new ceiling fan, which I myself do not trust myself to do. But that is the power of YouTube. That is the educational power of YouTube. Love that. Becca, listening in from WCHE 1520, our lovely, lovely, fabulous flagship station here in Philadelphia. She replaced a couple of rain gutters where she normally has them cleaned out every year. She cleaned them out herself. Ew. I've done that once. Ew. Cleaning out the rain gutters. Ew. Capital E, capital ew. Ew. I have found dead animals. I have found mucky, gross, decomposed leaves, the stuff of which that a horror movie cannot come close to. Ew. So to be able to do that yourself and do that effectively without screaming, saying ew all the way down your driveway, well done. Appliances. We've had other listeners do these maintenance things on their dishwashers, which I'm dazzled by. Beautiful. Cleaning the stove's grease filter. Awesome. We talked before about dryer hoses, vents, cleaning those out. We talked about that before. I won't venture on it now. Other people swearing by doing that. And, oh, this is fantastic. Listening in from WLOB in Portland, Maine. What's the name here? Is it Veronica? I can't read my own handwriting. Veronica talking about how she not only repaired and patched the holes in walls that she didn't even know how to do before. She watched YouTube, got that done, saved herself some cash, installed a door peephole in her new front door. She had the door installed, but she herself put the door peephole in. She learned how to install hardwood floors in the new den that they had just rehabbed from an old, she has pictures of it here, like an old storage room. She put it into a new little den, and she installed the hardwood floors herself. Brilliant. That is super money in the bank. I love that stuff. Now, again, I keep leaning towards James in Oklahoma City, who put in the new toilet on his own. Well done. Brilliant stuff. You know, whether you hit your local hardware store, you hit your local Home Depot, anywhere else, people are saying that when they go to YouTube, a lot of times these home improvement centers, it can be your local hardware store, it can be your local home, you know, your local Home Depot, anywhere else, they also have YouTube channels that are oftentimes pretty well staffed with people who know what the heck they're doing. It's very reassuring. It's fun stuff. It's clearly a plug for their stores, but what the hell's wrong with that? So when you're watching these things, you're going to find that there's going to be a zillion different videos to choose from. Choose the ones, in my small opinion, you want a quick way to know which ones you're listening to are the right ones. Check out the ones with the most views. Watch them for a bit. See that they're talking about the same thing. If they're talking about a gas oven, you're talking about an electric oven. Clearly, you're not talking about the same thing. Move on. But when it comes to fixing anything, I've talked to people who have rewired lamps, dazzling things, built bookshelves, done things on their cars that they never thought possible. The money adds up. And not just the money adding up, but your kids or your grandkids or your spouse watching you tackle something like this is going to inspire them to do the same thing. Not everything is disposable. A lot of things are these days, for better or for worse. A lot of things aren't. And the more that you can show people that you know how to make things last, it's a good thing. Some good energy out there. And send me your stuff as well. Find me online, brilliantfrugalliving.com. And until next week, save those pennies, pay with cash, and you all stay frugal out there.
Cheap is small, but not too steep. The best of all.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.